64 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Last week, the Metro Nashville Police Department began using drones to respond to emergency calls. It's a pilot program that MNPD is testing within 2 miles of the Madison precinct for the next month or so. But WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports the program is getting significant community pushback.
The opposition to the program centers on the fact that it never went before the Metro Council. Here's Kelly Chien, a local community safety organizer.
At a minimum, this needs to come to council for a vote, and there needs to be a public hearing.
Nashville has a rule that requires surveillance technology to get explicit approval from the Metro Council. In recent years, the council has leaned against such technology. Mayor Freddie O'Connell said that he doesn't think that rule applies in this case.
It is a pilot. It's very limited. And two, Metro Legal's analysis so far has suggested that it is not triggered the surveillance-based provisions that would require a public hearing.
But Chen says this doesn't hold water.
We have had a lot of success pushing back on surveillance tech. They knew they would have a very hard time getting even a trial program through. And so this is their way of getting around that.
4 years ago, MNPD started using surveillance technology Fusus without council approval. Eventually, public pressure spurred the council to weigh in, and it did not approve. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Top executives at the Tennessee Valley Authority won't be getting raises. The utility is also cutting about 15 jobs. The TVA is the country's largest public utility provider. President Donald Trump has been calling for shakeups. Trump wanted a $500,000 cap on salaries for the brass. TVA didn't quite do that, but the utility did freeze executive pay. Moving forward, it's reviewing pay scales. Its goal is to not pay more than median for similar roles. Throughout both of his terms, Trump has slammed TVA's CEO for taking multi-million dollar compensation packages. Well, the largest bank in the country is expanding its footprint in Nashville as well as its visibility. JPMorgan Chase has announced a new office space at Broad West with room to bring all its local employees from different banking sectors into the same space for the first time. The two floors of office space can hold up to 280 workers, and the building has room for that team to grow. The deal also includes adding the bank's name to the top of the building, making JPMorgan Chase part of Nashville's skyline. The Nashville Business Journal reports the office space will open in 2028. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.
It's morning.